Okay guys, welcome back to another video. I've been away for a little while, I apologize. It kills me, absolutely kills me when I'm away. But the business stress was a bit of a nightmare in terms of, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but for a few days I had to take down the men's lifestyle supplement and the testosterone booster because Shopify said you can't use us to sell those products. Which is nothing new. I've had this before with other platforms, so I had to take them off, find a separate payment gateway. Which go away, man. So what I've had to do is find a separate payment gateway. I've been rejected by like 18 different payment gateways. I think I finally found one. So I don't know. I feel like I'm being blackballed, but we'll figure a way around it. For those of you who want to sign up to the streaming platform and you can't sign up and you're like, what the hell is going on? I've created a link below like before where we have a link to PayPal. It's the donation thing again with the three options. So $1.99, $19.99 and $99.99. Just you can leave a note, but we'll know which one you want. So if you just select the one you want, what I'll do is just go into the system and then add you manually. So if you want to do that, the link's below. It will take you to three options. Pick the one you want, maybe leave a note with some details, whatever you wanted to add. Yeah, and then we'll get you added. Okay, so that should be pretty easy, guys. So the link's going to be below. It will just say stream platform. It'll be the first one. So if you've been having trouble, it's there. We're working on it. We're trying to fix it. The company that I was using have been getting on my nerves. So yeah, hopefully it'll get resolved soon. But into this video, this should be a fun one. So I didn't know whether to make a separate video on this. I didn't know whether to title it differently. But I was going to call this video Men Have a Second Puberty. And I'm pretty sure I've spoken about this a few times in different videos over the years. I know it's complete bro science and I've gotten not a lot to base that on scientifically, but I do think that men have a second puberty. I really do. I just think I was lifting weights every single day from like 16 to 25, basically zero results. 25 from 25 to 26, I went from 77 kilograms to 100. Like it just, something just happens. Do you know what I mean? It just kicks in. But the specifics of this video, because I thought what I don't want to do is just dive into the whole topic too soon, unprepared. But one thing I am prepared to talk about is voice. And do men's voices get deeper as they age? And I'm not talking about in puberty. I'm not talking about when they're from 14 to 18. You know, this wouldn't be revolutionary. I'm talking, I've got evidence of guys from 22 years old to 30 years old. Voices getting deeper. I've got evidence of guys retiring from sports, doing an interview at 35 years old and having a squeaky voice, and then at 40 years old having a really deep voice, or 45 years old. So yeah, we're going to dive through all this. So what I've done is I've put a bunch of clips together so you can see the before and afters, when they were younger and how they sound later on in life. That should be, this honestly, guys, this is going to be a really interesting one. I'm definitely going to go through the comments on this one because I want to see what you lot think. But there's so much evidence just in this video alone, and other people have contributed to that. So let's get started, and I'll talk through it almost like the old body language analysis videos. So that should be good.
My way. The police helped me. See, I just got back from Los Angeles. Let me tell you something. LAPD overreact to everything. You ever see them in action? Just, oh my goodness. It's like real racially tense out there. I took two white friends of mine to an all-black party in L.A. These guys were in shock. They had no idea that black people...
If you want something done right, I guess you got to do it yourself. So I'm not going to the agents. I'm coming to my real boss. I'm coming to you. I'm begging you. If you ever liked me, if you ever think there was anything worthwhile about me, I'm begging you, please don't watch that show. I'm not asking to boycott any network.
Okay, so I think Dave Chappelle, this is Dave Chappelle, the comedian. I would guess he's in his mid to late 20s here. I could be wrong, but it's hard for a comedian to get on the scene early. I know it was different times. He might be. He's definitely in his 20s. I'd be shocked if he was in his teens, but I would assume he's in his 20s. I don't know the date of this. Somebody might be able to fill me in. But one thing I caught when I was watching, when I was listening to this, was this bit here. Oh, sorry.
I guess you got to do it yourself.
That grouch. Now, the overall voice is deeper, but you don't get that grouch when you're young. I find that really, really strange. How it's a lot of people in this video, and we'll get to Mike Tyson later, which will be fun. But they don't have that, like, that little extra bit in the voice. Everything sort of seems a little bit monotone. I've got myself in this video as well at the end, and I noticed that instead of forcing words out and speaking with my chest, I'm very much speaking like this and asking for permission, and everything's like you're almost about to run out of breath. And I think when you do, you know, when they say don't talk with the head voice, talk with the chest voice, like speak from the chest, I think that's where it comes from. I think it's breath control. And you can see that perfectly here with Dave. So let's move on to the next clip.
So I'm not going to the agents. I'm coming to my real boss. I'm coming to you. I'm begging you. If you ever liked me, if you ever think there was anything worthwhile about me, I'm begging you. Please don't watch that show. I'm not asking to boycott any network.
So what I've done here is I've put both of those audios together, overlapped them. And yeah, it's a little bit confusing. You can hear both, whatever, but you can hear a distinct difference. It sounds like two different guys.
I'm done, right?
The police helped me.
Yes, you got to do it yourself.
Sattis got back from Los Angeles.
So I'm not going to the agents. I'm coming to my real boss.
Everything.
I'm coming to you.
You ever see him in action?
I'm begging you.
Can you hear that, guys? The same guy, 20, 25 years apart, completely different voice. Sounds like two different human beings talking at the same time.
If you ever think there was anything worthwhile about me, I'm begging you.
These guys wouldn't show.
Please don't watch that show. No, I'm not asking to boycott any network.
So now what I've done is I've got Eminem, okay? Because I want to get different races. I want to get people from different eras and stuff. So, yeah, we've got Eminem. So I might get copyrighted for this one. I hope not. It would kind of ruin the video. But I think they tell you beforehand now on YouTube. So this is some of his early songs. And then we'll jump into a later song. And I'll explain something that Drake has mastered later on.
Wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement.
I gave a damn. Raise your hand, cause I'm about to set trip. Vacation plans, one point like my indexes. All you will ever get.
So with Eminem, what you can hear is in the early days, he had that real squeaky toned voice. And then later on down the line, years later, it got a lot deeper. Okay, so it's not massively deeper, but it's definitely changed his tone. I think that old tone went really well with the songs. I think the songs he was making and the tone and his speed of rapping, it all tied in perfectly. Whereas now I think his voice sounds like a normal guy. And that's why I think his music has fallen off. Because he's made songs in recent years. They're just nowhere near as good as they used to be. Because I don't think he's got that same tonality and flow. He's got one style. His new voice doesn't match that new style. It happens to choir boys or boys that sing opera and stuff like that. In the early days, they have the squeaky voice, and then as soon as it breaks, it's like, oh, he's not very good anymore. And I think this happened to Eminem there, but his voice has definitely got deeper.
I don't think anyone is invincible. Joe Louis, perhaps the closest thing to invincible.
So you can see here, this is interesting with Mike. This is our first example of body language and stuff like that. And you can almost read on his face how he's feeling up here. So although he's as tough as he is, later on in life, he's admitted that he was scared of most scenarios, which is why he ended up being tough. He's petrified here. When it zooms out, I don't think I got that, but it zooms out. He's got his hands like that, close to his body, this poor body language. You know, as tough as he is, he still gets afraid. And some of his facial expressions are quite like he's asking for permission. And you can hear that tone. It's the same tone that I spoke about in my early videos, which you'll see soon. Where you're very much asking for permission. I've seen like the first video from More Plates, More Dates and like all these different people. And they're super awkward. If you go back and watch the first video, everyone's super awkward. It's completely different, and that's what Mike has got here.
But myself...
See that hard swallow as well? He probably had a naturally deeper voice than that, but it's just... We'll get to this at the end. I'll do a summary, but you guys can see what I mean.
I put in a lot of hours training, and I give it all I have.
He rose to the occasion. He was humble. You talk about God, then everything yeah. after that, he's a dud.
So still quite a high voice. But because he's more confident, you can see he's come out of his shell. He's excited. He's, you know, his body language is a lot better here. His voice sounds a little bit deeper because he's got more projection, more power in it. He's not asking for permission. You know, it's a tonality thing. It's all body language.
What happened? You use the same lines every day. And I said, they're not thoroughbred. They can't last through the storm. They can only get up one night.
And this is from Impulsive. This is Logan Paul's podcast. But this is crazy because before it was more excitement. You know, you could see he had more excitement in his voice. He was more confident to be there. He was projecting his voice. This clip, undeniably like the Dave Chappelle one, his voice is just so much deeper. It's ridiculous. Listen to this.
I'm an extremist.
I can relate.
Yeah, I'm really extreme.
Yeah.
See that bit there? It was more like Barry White. You know, I'm an extreme, the second part. The gravel in that voice was so deep. He didn't have that before. It's weird.
And relate.
You know, I've calmed down a lot since, you know, my family. I got wife and family, and it's looking really good, so I've calmed down a lot.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm really extreme.
Yeah, I can relate.
You know, I've calmed down a lot since, you know, my family. I got wife and family,
and
it's looking really good,
and I give it all.
That's a different guy, right? You've got the squeaky Mike Tyson, and you've got the older Mike Tyson. Now, do you know what is really interesting? People will say, oh, it's just testosterone. He's on steroids and whatnot. He'd been on drugs back then. He's self-proclaimed that he was on testosterone at like 14, 15, 16 years old. He's probably on testosterone now. I'm not sure. He looks a little bit out of shape there compared to what, you know, he can look like when he's on certain things. But he probably is on TRT or something. But I guarantee he was on more when he was younger. Now, people will say, oh, but that's an accumulation over time. It's changed his vocal cords. Okay, well, I've got somebody coming up next that will prove that. I think it's next.
Got as well.
Okay, so this is Gary Neville. For those of you who don't know, he's a former footballer, used to play for Manchester United in England. He is now a pundit for Sky Sports in the UK. Well known as being quite a beta male guy with a squeaky voice. And you can hear it here.
No, I don't think so, to be honest with you.
See the nervous, like... So you can tell he's already on the back foot.
We'll say about David that he's, you know, he's flashy, he walks around, he's got the nice car, the nice clothes, but he's always been like that, even when he was on...
What, Flash?
So, Gary Neville.
So the first clip, he was really young, super squeaky voice. Second clip, he's retired here, he's a retired footballer, which means he must have been in his late 30s. He had to be over like 35, I think he was probably 38 years old here. Your voice should be fully formed by now, right? 38 years old, but we'll see... There's some changes. I'll go into it now, otherwise I'm going to keep repeating the same thing. There's a few reasons why I think this happens, but Gary Neville is a prime example. To be 38 years old and still have this squeaky voice, and you can see him on this show, and he's nervous as fuck. He is really nervous. Like, he messes up this question, and his hands are like this, and he's stepping from foot to foot. He's twitching everywhere. They've reviewed this clip, and he sat there going... licking his lips loads because he had dry lips. He was nervous, right? When that's the case, you're not controlling your breath properly and you're speaking from like here, like up here and stuff. You're not speaking from here. You know when people say it with your chest and whatnot? That's what's not happening here. He's not comfortable. He's extremely nervous and it's coming out differently. So one of the theories that I had when I was making this video and I was putting the clips together was, is it just a matter of... We go through life and eventually we stop worrying about things and we become really comfortable with who we are, how we sound, the people around us, and we're not afraid to make mistakes anymore. So when that's done, we take deeper breaths, our heart rate's slower, we take our time, we prioritize the words. You know, you see any guy that's 50 years old in a boardroom or something, his voice is just bellowing across the room, whereas they ask the 21-year-old, what do you think? And he's very much, I don't know. It's quite a squeaker. And it doesn't make sense because puberty's over. You know, that person's fully grown. They should be established. But men in their 40s and 50s, late 30s maybe as well, depending on what happens, they're able to project their voice a lot better. And I don't know what it is, but I'll show you a clip at the end that might summarize it. Now, another theory is that it could be just usage over time. You know, maybe you've had a few beers, smoked a few cigarettes, smoked some weeds. Maybe you've been talking and shouting so much over the years that it's just done something here. It's just like hands, you know, when you're young, you've got smooth hands. When you get older, you get to 50, 60 years old and they're rough and wrinkly and, you know, they're just rough hands, right? Because you've done so much with them over the years. I think it could be the same thing with the voice. The same happens with teeth. They grind down over time. I think it could be the same thing with the voice. I think you might get to 30, 40, 50 years old and it continues to get a lot gravelier. It continues to get a little bit deeper. Which, you know, which is strange. It kind of, like I said, Gary Neville here is probably about 38 years old. So for him to then be 45, which is roughly what he is now. But like, why is it? He might be older than that, but I think he's about 45. I'm not sure. But for his voice to be so much deeper now that he's when he's doing punditry, that says more to me from that little age gap. Here's two theories. It says more to me from that age gap that he's become comfortable, or it could be doubled up, or it could be separate, with the fact that he was a clean professional, lived his life clean, didn't go to clubs and stuff like that. He's always said this. Since he's retired, I know he's said many times that he enjoys a glass of red wine. He enjoys, you know, living a little bit differently to how he used to. And I think he started to drink whiskey, wine, and all these different things, right? Maybe that's had an effect on his vocal cords. I don't know. But when you hear the next clip, you'll realize.
I never thought you'd be interviewed by me.
That's terrible, isn't it?
So you are aware that you're being pushed out of your positions by better players, and that's your only route to success is hard work and playing it right back. And
so I'm not saying he's got the deepest voice in the world, but compared to that first clip, that's a million miles difference. So I think I've put the first clip and this clip together afterwards, so we'll be able to see the comparison. I think I have.
Trying to adapt to that. And then it was good enough for me in the end, but you know, it's not disparaging. I knew the game. I could organise.
The other thing I want to mention as well is how relaxed he is on this podcast. He's really relaxed. You can tell he's been in front of the camera. He's done some training and whatnot. He's comfortable in these scenarios. So that does make a huge difference.
Knew the game well. I read the game well. And on the pitch, I would never give in.
One thing I want to mention before this as well, for myself, in the early days of my YouTube channel making videos, I would get, anytime I got even like the slightest little bit of a cold, where you get run down and this sort of feels a little bit phlegmy and whatnot. You know, in the early days, it was fine. And then in the mid days, probably 24, 25 until I was like 28, I kept getting these voice breaks. Probably like 28. I kept getting these little voice breaks and it would go, while I was making a video, and I'd be like, for fuck's sake, I have to edit that little bit out. I'm 27 years old. Why is my voice breaking? This is really weird. But now at 31 years old, that never happens. And I find that strange. It's almost like a second puberty. It's almost like, and my friends have it too. I hear my friends occasionally, the voice just gives way. And it's like, that was something that was happening at like 17, 16 years old. Didn't happen for years. Now it's happening again. And then off the back of that, every single one of my friends and myself have gotten deeper voices. So I don't know what's happened there. Something's taken place again.
I never thought you'd be interviewed by me.
Out of your positions by better players. And that.
That's all I want to do.
So you could hear there, that was Gary from 37-ish years old to about 45. Completely different voice. Completely different. In an 8-year period. It doesn't make sense.
Pop stars. You know, they're different from, you know, they get more publicity.
Do you see that bit there, guys? See if I can go back. I know this isn't a body language lesson. But watch this submissive look on his face. He's asking for permission. He's not confident in what he's saying. When you're confident in what you're saying, it bellows out. But David, here, you watch. I'll show you the exact moment.
Pop stars, you know, they're different from,
you know, they get more publicity.
There, when he's like, but they're different. He's like asking for confirmation, like, agree with me. You know, he's not making a statement. He's kind of trying to get people on board with what he's saying. That's very much a young man thing. And I think that is changing the nature of his voice.
They're footballers.
No, my future is here at the moment. I'm happy here. My family are happy. So I've had many great years in the Premiership.
So that clip there, he was joining Real Madrid. I think he was about 29, 30 years old, probably 20, maybe 28, 29 years old. Still had a good squeaker on him. You know, his voice still wasn't deep.
I suppose, again, that era, people weren't, you know, driving Bentleys into training. And when I bought the Bentley, that was the first time I saw the gaffer look.
So there, he's got a normal man's voice there. I would say he didn't sound like mid-range, not that squeaky. You'd be like, meh, just average, normal voice. Do you know what I mean? Just sounds like any kid, really, from somebody who had one of the squeakiest voices in the world. Now, this clip here, you can see me. I'm over there in the right corner. I'm holding my phone like that. I recorded this about 10 minutes ago on my TV because I remembered when I watched the Beckham documentary, he mentioned about his voice and so did the guy who produced it. Now, for me to notice it, for Beckham to notice it, because he does afterwards, he agrees, he goes, yeah. And the producer himself to recognize it, because the producer, you've got to think, has just gone through his whole life of clips. He's just gone through Beckham's entire life and listened to his voice relentlessly and listened to what he says.
By the way, I sound exactly the same as I did when I was 13.
I think your voice got a little deeper.
It was quite high-pitched.
So you heard there, he said, why did I sounded the same way now as I did when I was 13. My voice didn't change, basically. And the producer, the guy behind the camera, has said, I think your voice got a little bit deeper. And David's like, yeah, I think it did, actually. It was very high-pitched. You know, they've just confirmed it there. You know, you can ask so many people. If you ask people about, like, Gary Neville, they will say, oh, squeaky voice. Mike Tyson, squeaky voice. Everyone does the impression, you know, of Mike Tyson with the lisp and whatnot. You can see him on Impulsive. He's got one of the deepest voices. It doesn't make sense, right? People that we actually thought had squeaky voices don't. Like, how weird is that? If you just said to somebody, Mike Tyson, they'd be like, yeah, Mike Tyson. And they do this squeaky voice. But we've just heard him on Impulsive and one of the deepest voices, like, imaginable. Doesn't make sense.
And I tell them, girls, prove it. I'm the one that never get confused with, cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could night.
Used to be one of my favorite songs. That was when Drake was younger. Okay, so revert back to the Eminem thing I told you. Eminem had a great career, obviously, but now he's not in the industry. Just kind of not making songs, not relevant and whatnot. People don't really care that much anymore. Legend of the game, but nothing recent. Because of his voice change, he hasn't changed his style. And this is one thing that I really admire about Drake. He's changed his style. So Best I Ever Had was more high-pitched. It was up here. It was singing. And Drake's got a pretty deep voice naturally. As time's gone on, his voice has got deeper. Partying, lifestyle, singing, shouting, whatever. It becomes grouchier. I think that's got to be it. And he's become more comfortable. His voice has changed either way. People like singers and actors, they're really aware of that, especially singers. Because they know that their style's changed. The key that the song is made in has to change. So that's why Drake's evolved and changed. He's done it multiple times. And let's just go back so I can play this in one go. Listen to the change in the tonality from his singing, because he knows his voice has got deeper. He's changed his style.
But get confused with, cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could
night with my bitch. Just another late night with my bitch. And I hate to even call her as my bitch, cause I love that. Don't even make no sense.
Time. See what I mean, guys? It's far deeper. Now, some people say, oh, it's a different style. I would argue that he's been forced into that style. I would argue that he's had to do that. Do you know what? Something else has just popped into my head, actually. Looking at this guy here has just reminded me of Paris. European men. A lot of European men have very deep voices. In certain cultures where it's relaxed, Italian, French men, it's complete bro science off the top of my head, but they've always got deep voices. I don't think that's by mistake. I don't think that's by mistake, because why would you just have a deep voice? Oh, it's genetic. It doesn't really make sense, right? Because you can change your voice with, Helium, you can change it with different, like, it's the voice can be changed a lot. Pear Bristow, I did a podcast with him on this channel years ago. He said the same thing. He was like, you can really manipulate it. And I think due to French Italian culture, I think a lot of the men have got deep voices because they're always relaxed. They talk quite slowly. I think you get a lot of American and Canadian men with quite high pitched voices because it's very fast paced. It's very quick. The way they talk is very, yeah, man, let's go. You know, it's completely different. So I think it's definitely a contributing factor. Now, what we've got here is one of my first ever videos on this channel. And then we're going to jump to I think my most recent one. And then we'll play them together. You can really hear the difference.
That most guys, I think including me, to be honest, if I'm being honest with you guys, spent when I was...
Do you hear that there? You know, most guys, including me, if I'm being honest with you guys, like, I'm asking for permission. That's coming through in the words that I'm using. I'm worried. I'm, you know, I'm like breathless. You can hear the breathlessness later on, but I'm kind of, you know, if I'm being honest, like, guys, I'm what I'm doing there is I'm belittling myself to get people to like me. Right, I've seen this a million times, especially in body language, all overlaps into this, behaviorisms and stuff. A lot of people do this when they meet a woman for the first time. I've told you guys this before in multiple videos, where you'll meet a woman and you'll turn around quickly. You'll be like, hi, how are you? It just goes up. And it's just like, why are you doing that? When you're younger, you're just like, you okay? Do you need any help? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, it's lovely to meet you. Do you know what I mean? Like a puppy dog. Whereas as you get older, you're just like, oh, hey, how are you? Safe journey. Do you know what I mean? You just don't care as much, right? That's what I'm doing here. That's why I'm on the fence. I don't know whether they naturally get deeper because of wear and tear or whether it's a mindset switch or whether it's both.
Really young, say 18, 19, 20, going out clubbing, trying to find women, you know, the chase never ended. And you think about all that time that you invested, maybe getting a haircut before you went out, you know.
So just creaking. You know, if you got a haircut before you went out, you know, it's a bit of fear, right? And there's the same tone. So when I talk to you guys now, and I described this to somebody before, this is what actors do. They go up and they come down and they change and they tell a story. You know, Robert Downey Jr. is one of the best I've ever seen it. Whereas when I was younger, it was very much just, you know, in this one tone. And we saw David Beckham had the same thing. I actually sounded somewhat like David Beckham without the Cockney accent. But it's that, okay, guys, so in this video, what we're going to be talking about, and you can imagine, you can't see me here, but you can imagine my eyebrows are up, like, okay, guys, so what we're going to do is very feminine. It's how a lot of girls speak. 151,000 is what he's made. So is it world beating? No, but, you know, in terms of him running himself as a business, he's doing great. Do you know what I mean? Over that 13-year period, he's managed to make 257,000. You know, what you're hearing at the end of these sentences is me bringing it down. You're hearing a lot of that. Whereas back then I was going very much like, yeah, with the guy, like going up at the end. So he's in the plus. And don't forget, he's still got 100,000 left over. Do you hear that? That little grouch at the end, 100,000 left over. The reason that came out is because I took that deep breath. And this is why I think it's so pivotal that guys learn, and the last clip's going to show you this. I think it's pivotal that guys learn how to breathe, breath control. I'm nervous, my palms are sweating. Do you know what I mean? Like, get out of that, because you can hear the difference at the end of this. He's managed to make 257,000. You know, he's in the plus. There you go. Here comes a deep breath, fill in the chest. Listen to what comes out at the end. This is a lot more grouchy, especially compared to the previous clip. And don't forget, he's still got 100,000 left over. That 100,000 left over is far deeper than anything else I said in that whole paragraph.
Maybe getting a haircut.
No, he's in the plus. You know, and don't forget, he's still got 100,000 left over.
Maybe getting
now,
a great
let's add in a wage increase
for the whole day, so you had
which
energy.
We can for this guy, you know, because sort of if he's going to do this strategy do, and he's going to rent, like, I can't imagine he's going to have a wife, kids, whatever. He's being frugal. He's focused on himself. Okay, so I know it's kind of jumbled, but you can hear bits in there. I was trying to listen really carefully there. You can really hear it. I think if people are listening with headphones on, you'll be able to hear it clearer. The tonalities are completely different. And bearing in mind, guys, I'm 31. I'm ballparking that video. I think it was about 23 years old. So in 8 years, there's a difference of that much. Post-puberty. It's strange to me. really, really strange. Now, the second part of this video, it's only quick, but, and I could have got more clips of this, but I've just got Daniel Craig, because I think, you know, how many times can I show you the same example and be like, look, see, I'll see you again, see you later, it's pointless. So here's Daniel Craig. Now, one thing I found in my research, because I thought to myself, okay, who are people that are vocally trained? And, you know, I don't think singers are in the early days. I know that sounds strange, but later on, singers hire vocal coaches and they train and whatnot. But I think in the early days, a lot of singers just make it. What, you think Eminem was vocally trained? Do you know what I mean? Like, he just arrived with his style, who he was. Whereas actors, pretty much all actors, probably 99% of them, have gone through acting school. They've all been vocally trained. They've all, you know, learned how to project their voice properly. And Daniel Craig here in Layer Cake, the first two clips, compared to Spectre, I think it is, his voice is exactly the same. Literally doesn't change. And I would assume they're 15 years apart. I don't know. I think they're a good, I think they're probably 15 years apart. His voice is exactly the same. He's probably gone from late 20s to mid 40s with the exact same voice, which, as we've seen from here, doesn't actually happen, but you can hear it now.
Your cargo's gone, I'm afraid. It was seized by...
I know already.
How do you know? Find her.
She's gone missing.
Well, you should get a private detective.
Oh.
Sort of thing that looks good on a form.
And why's that?
I kill people. Small world, eh?
Where is he?
Your father's dead. 2 days ago.
How do you know?
Because I was there.
Did you kill him?
I didn't have to. He did it himself.
Okay, so that's the end of the video, guys. That's the end of all the clips. And you can see, I want to say James Bond, Daniel Craig does have the same voice. Now, I went through with Keanu Reeves, Robert Downey Jr., Johnny Depp. I went through Chris Evans. Pretty much the same voice. No real changes. Whereas people like Dave Chappelle, Gary Neville, Mike Tyson, who have got to do these interviews, but it's not their forte. Do you know what I mean? Dave Chappelle, small comedy clubs. And then as he gets older, larger audiences, you know, big arenas, stadiums and whatnot. You're going to have to get used to that. Whereas an actor is camera in the face. You've been trained. You've got, you know, somebody's actually working on your vocals. You're specifically training a muscle. It's like Pear Bristow. His voice just sounds so different to anybody I've ever heard. Because he's learned how to project it properly. It's a muscle. You use it in that way. And that's why I think actors, these male actors, sound exactly the same. So does that prove the theory? You know, does that prove the theory? I think it does. I think over time, does it get grouchier? I'm not sure it does. I'm not sure it does. Because if actors have sounded the same from pretty much day one to how they do now, at least in their adulthood, then that shows me that it's more about training. It's how to project your voice. It's how to use it. And if we take somebody like Gary Neville, for example, a guy whose voice didn't get deep until he was in his 40s, or deeper until he was in his 40s. And before that, he was playing professional football. He was living clean. And yeah, he's picked up, you know, he's drinking more alcohol now. But I think it's because he's been forced to go on live TV. And that's brought a level of confidence out of him. You know, I can do this. I can speak. And one thing that's key in this whole video is everybody you've seen on screen, from Daniel Craig all the way back to Dave, including myself, Drake, Eminem, Gary Neville, with the exception of David Beckham, who I think has probably got the squeakiest voice on this list, right? Gary Neville used to. I think he's probably overtaken him. Mike Tyson too. You know, Mike Tyson's got his own podcast now. I've noticed that, and this combats my theory, it actually contradicts it, all of those people have to talk for a living. That's what they do now. They talk for a living. They give interviews relentlessly. So that would then tell you wear and tear on the voice is actually what's making it deeper. I don't know what the explanation is, guys, but both are plausible. Both check out. You know, because all the people who have got deeper voices or voices have got deeper over time, is what I'm trying to say, talk for a living or talk a lot. Do interviews, do podcasts, do what I'm doing now. Or they do presenting or comedy or singing or something like that. So they're using their voice all the time. The exception, like I said, is David Beckham, who's doing interviews and stuff like that, but he doesn't have his own podcast. He's doing more modeling. You know, he's never been known for his voice and his brain, so he doesn't get used for that, so to speak. So his voice has got deeper over time, but less so than I think everyone else on this list in such a short span of time. So it could be either theory. Could be either theory, could be both combined. I don't know, but I think this video is conclusive evidence that men's voices do get deeper beyond 25, 30, 35, 40, 50. I think they definitely do.